Welcome back to Aaliyah at Large, Aaliyah Stories. This is David, and you are back for another episode of Aaliyah at Large, Aaliyah Stories. This episode is going to be about Yom HaZikaron, which is the Remembrance Day here in Israel. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, Aaliyah means immigrant, and Aaliyah is the process of making immigration to Israel, which is what I am doing currently. So Yom HaZikaron is the day that is dedicated to remembering fallen soldiers, and it also extends to victims of terror. And so clearly this October 7th, this year, Yom HaZikaron has taken on incredible poignancy, power, because of everything that's gone on since October 7th. There's been an incredible increase in the number of people that have been killed in the past year that are added to the tally of fallen soldiers and victims of terror, over 30,000 since the beginning of the creation of Israel. And the 24 hours of Yom HaZikaron are very solemn, and I was able to experience a really special event last night, which is why I wanted to make sure to do this episode. So the event took place at Ammunition Hill, which is in Jerusalem. Ammunition Hill is a site of one of the most important battles, the famous battle for Jerusalem during the Six-Day War. The hill itself is an incredible vantage spot where you can see lots of Jerusalem. It was a communication site and a storage bunker, and it was the main command post of the Jordanian Legion. And in the Six-Day War, an incredible battle took place there, which led to the freeing of and the liberation of Jerusalem. The site itself has a couple different areas. One interesting area is they have a wall to commemorate all Jewish combatants worldwide, and it's pretty incredible. It's just a really interesting array of people from all different parts of the world that have been commemorated there. There's a very interesting movie that they have, which gives you the whole explanation as to what happened during the battle, given over by people, the soldiers who were actually there. So it's really a very moving and interesting and incredible film to be able to watch. So I have to thank my sister for telling me about this event and for doing the driving. The event was presented by the Michael Levin base. The event was all in English, which was really great. And so there were lots of Americans there, as you could imagine, and other Olam like myself, so that we could really understand what was going on and participate. The Michael Levin base is an organization that is dedicated to helping lone soldiers and women who are here doing their service, the 2 years of service, on their own. And it's named after Michael Levin, who was a kid who grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and he made Aliyah after a gap year program. And he was drafted into the paratroopers brigade. And in 2006, when the Second Lebanon War broke out, while he was in America on military leave, he flew back to Israel to be with his unit. And Sadly, on October 1st, 2006, he was killed in battle. It was his dream that one day when he got out of the army, he would open a home away from home for all the thousands of lone soldiers who come to Israel each year to defend the state of Israel. Sadly, Michael didn't live to see his dream come to fruition, but his friends and families took up the case and created several lone soldier organizations in his memory. And the Michael Levin Base is one of those that bears his name. And the Michael Levin Base is founded in February of 2020 and supports those that come to the national service and provide all sorts of support for them. Please. The event took place in an outside amphitheater with about 500-550 people in attendance, maybe more. Definitely got a bit cold as the evening progressed, but it was very, very meaningful. It took place last night starting at 7:54, and at 8 o'clock, the first of the two sirens went off for 2 minutes to bring the country together in silence to commemorate the memory of the fallen soldiers and victims of terror. And it was a really terrific program that they put together. There were a couple of just really incredible speakers. I'm going to call out every single speaker, just a few of them that were very powerful. The first I'll call out was Robin Lubin. She's the mother of fallen soldier Rose Lubin. And Rose's funeral was actually the first day that I got here on one of my extended trips. I landed from the plane, and my sister and I went to Rose's funeral along with thousands of other Israelis. And it's one of those things that happens here, when particularly if there's a lone soldier without a lot of people here or family here, people come even if you've never met the person, they're still family. And she died in a terrorist attack in Jerusalem, and so her mother was there again last night and shared a lot about Rose that we had heard, some of it we had heard at the funeral, but it was nice to be able to see her again and to bring back those memories of Rose, who was such a special young woman, 20 years old, and full of strength, and originally from America, and always knew she wanted to serve Israel, and she trained for it, and eventually moved here and became a police officer, and was killed during a terrorist attack in Jerusalem, protecting the old city. So Robin was one of the speakers. One of the other incredible speakers was Rabbi Leo D. Rabbi D. is the husband and father of Lucy, Maya, and Rena D., who were all, the three of them, killed in a terrorist attack last year, just driving in Israel, and shots were fired, and they were killed by terrorists. And Rabbi D. talked about what he's done after that. I mean, you can only imagine. I mean, you can't imagine, actually. You know, your wife and two of your children killed. How do you keep on living? How do you remember? How do you move forward? And he talked about how he basically had to reprogram how he thought about them, and because he was finding himself not thinking about them, because every time he would think about them, he would be so sad. And he had to reprogram himself to think about them in a positive way, so remembering good things, and then moving from that point to do good things in their name. And he talked about how he did different things in each of their name, whether it was bridging other communities or helping other people. And it was a real interesting lesson to learn that even from such tragedy, he has been able to find the strength to move on and move forward and do something positive in their name. There was also Dr. Tuvia's book, and he's a former lone soldier, and he was talking about his experience as an Army combat medic. There was also they had Oren and Ronan Neutra, who are the parents of kidnapped hostage Omer Neutra, and he is a soldier who was one of the frontline soldiers protecting Israel on the Gaza border, and his whole crew was killed during the attack, and he was taken in as a hostage, and he remains a hostage till today. Lastly, I'll call out, there was a soldier named Ephraim Abrams, who's a commander in combat engineering, and he talked about how he has been serving in combat engineering and how that group is always the first to go into the front lines. It's the heavy trucks, it's the bulldozers, it's the ones who clear the path, as he said, to the gates of hell. And he was in the first wave, the first vehicles in the attack, and he shared how over the past year he has lost 36 of his friends, fellow soldiers that he knew and cared about, and one can only, again, it's like you can't imagine what someone like that is carrying with them, and yet they are still strong and still on the lines and defending the country. It was a very meaningful, moving experience. And I have to say, if you ever desire to just visit Israel, this is an incredible time to be able to come. I would say the weather has been terrific this time of year, not too hot at all. And just the meaningful activities that happen these days between Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, and then tomorrow is going to be Yom HaAtzmaut, which is Independence Day. And it's an incredible whiplash between the Remembrance Day and Independence Day. And one of the tenets of it is that the independence is reliant upon the remembrance, and that we have to be thankful and remember all of those that have lost their lives to be able to give us the land and give us the country that we have. Today there was another siren at 11 o'clock to commemorate the day. This time I put myself in a public place inside of a mall so that I could actually feel what was happening in the country with people when the siren went off. And everybody stops. Everybody stops. Everyone closes their eyes or looks down. No one's serving anyone. No one's shopping. And it's a very solemn moment. And everyone's very respectful of it. And I'm really glad that I was here for this. The Israeli word of the episode is going to be achi, which means brother or dude. And you can use it like you would bro or dude. So you can use it for someone you know, someone you don't know. I think there must be a female version of it, maybe achoti, maybe. I'll have to find out. But achi is the word of the podcast. So thank you for listening and tuning in. Please subscribe. We'll have some good episodes coming up. Hopefully this week I get my actual citizenship and we celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, which is Independence Day. And soon I will be interviewing my vet and we'll have an episode all about my dog Dolly, which I know is going to be a great one. Okay, thanks.